Chesam and Aleph, the Rashi's on the Mishnah, at the top of the page. Ma'ar Vodim Shnei Reuven, Ma'yitzarach Gurmishan Leilich Lekan, Yimsheni Leilich Lekan, if he had a need to go in different directions on different days.
Morning, how are you?
The Mizruch, the Ma'arav Er Yom Tov Rishon. He could arrange a Reuven in two different directions, and this is done before the first day of Yom Tov. He says, "I want it to be take effect now this afternoon. When as Yom Tov starts for the purpose of the first day of Yom Tov, the Ruvi Shomariv, Yitali beben Shmoshes de Lamocher letzarch Yom Sheni, and the Erev in the other direction will take effect beginning of the Ben Shmoshes of the following day, between day one and day two." Four dates, except Eliezer, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. In the cases, there is Tom Shabbos and Yom Tov back to back. Eliezer holds Shabbos, Yom Tov, Lav, Kichad, Yom, Arichad. Neither, we don't deal with it in Halach as one long day. El Shei Kedushas, they're two separate. Kedushas, El Chochad, Yom, Isla, Huchad, or Shrisa. Each one has its own separate Shrisa. El Chochad, Mikdele, Shrisa, but later, Tzachi, Yirza. So you can make a different shvisa for each one, wherever you want. Minishmoshes the kama of the day, Yehud Dekoni, Baloliyim Beis. And the Minishmoshes of the first day is only kind of for the first day, not for the second day. So he's not bound on the second day by what he did for the first day. Or he could say, so that was the east and west. He could also say, Ruvi Rishon, Vashenik Kivnayiri. He had to go in one direction on the first day. He has no need to leave the regular city. He knows he don't need to go beyond the regular tchuma in either direction. He has no desire to lose. He has no interest in losing his 2,000 amas in either direction. So, theoretically, he doesn't care. The first day he has to go somewhere, he says he plans to stay in his house. So he can make one day, one area for that, let's say, to the east, for both days. The first day he'll use the second day. He says, okay, my good. So I can't go to the west. Okay, who cares? But he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to lose his opportunity to go to the west on the second day because he has no need to go to the east. The first day he has to go to the east. He must travel beyond the tomb. He makes it a Rubit Truma. The second day, he just plans to stay home, and he wants to have an option to, if he wants to walk to the west, take a walk. So he doesn't want to lose that option. So then he could say, so what he can do is, Yarav Erev Echad, let's not try to let the way be appreciated. He makes one Erev for that direction for that day. We hear my Rubit say, you can leave the Tzarech Mokhra, this Erev should be effective for tomorrow. B'sheni on the second day, Hareni Kivna Iri, I'm like a member of the city, Shlo Irv, which did not make any Irv at all. Or, alternatively, Yom HaYitzar, Leilach B'sheni, Vela Barishan, Yerma Rubi Zed, Yitnali Ben Hashmosher, Shal Mocher, Barishan, Eya Kivna Iri. On the first day, I'm staying home, and I have no need for any tchum. If I wanted this to take effect, the beginning of the second night of the Shabbos Yom Tov combination, or Yom Tov Shabbos combination, then it'll take effect. So the Chum said, "I'm Arab l'ruach achas tzarech shen yamim." You can either do one direction for both days. Oh, I'm Arab kolikur. I feel the tzad echad. You can't liyos be'echem and yamim kivnei ira. You can't have one day that you are one way or the other. Doesn't work. It's a two-day proposition or none. The Beis Yamim and the Ruach Achas are really the same point. The point you have either you do for both days in one direction or you don't do it all. You can't do Parsha. Okay. So what do you do? Malich HaShliach. The Shliach takes it for you. So he pointed out that Rashi says Shliach because it would be the person himself. He wouldn't need Pas. He could just use his feet. So he sends Pas to a Shliach. The Shliach takes it. Barishan be'erev Yom Tov v'shnei Shabbos. Let's say the case where Yom Tov is Thursday night, Friday. So Thursday afternoon, he goes out there. He stays there till it gets dark, to the point he knows definitely the air was affected. But other bottlers, it's Yom Tov, he can carry it. So he takes it with him. Why? Because afraid it might get lost. Now, for the first day, that's irrelevant. Gets lost, but the air was already affected, banished mushes of the first day. What are you worried about? He won't have an air for the second day. If it's eaten up on the first day, it can't work for the second day. Then he takes it out there again on Yom Tov, before Shabbos. He puts it there for the purpose of for Shabbos. So he ends up being mistaken by Lichosei. He gains a right to walk. He gained the right to walk for the next day. Then he got to eat it. But the alternative, where it was Shabbos and then Sunday, you can't carry it back Friday night, you can't carry. So with their Malicha Barishan, so he puts it there on Erev Shabbos. It remains there. Then on Shabbos afternoon, he has to go. He goes to see if the Erev is still there. And then he stays there just to make sure that it stays intact, the whole Benish Moshes. Then he can eat it. So Reb Lezer says to Chachamim, aha! The Karmis, you say, if it was Nechel Barishon and Erev L'Sheni, if you owe us one long Kedusha, like you're claiming, so if it's, as long as it's intact with the first banished Moshes, it shall last for both days. So why are you telling me if it's Nechel on day one, if it's eaten on day one, it's no good? Like me, that's obvious. If each day is separate, so there's no Erev on the second night, doesn't help if there's an Erev in the first night. So if it's eaten up on the first day, there's no Erev for the second night, there's nothing. But according to you, it's one long Kedusha. You can't split the two, you're telling me. So why doesn't the Erev for the first night work for both? And you're telling me if it's eaten the first day, it's no good. The Kamisu ain't Erev of the Sheni. The Kedusha Achas. If it's one long Kedusha, I will kechad yom arichas, like one long day. Meet the Benesh Moshe Shalrish in this name. Shalom to the Benesh Moshe of the first night. Work for both days, but you didn't say that. You said it's no good, which means it's two kedushas. Well, but even the kedushas and yochalar v'namim the basic ruches. So if it's two kedushas, you can do it two different directions already. They're totally independent of each other. Okay. So just the language of the Chacham. The Chacham's Lashon, Rashi points out, the Mishnah was really was redundant. Chacham said,
Rabbi, the idea of going both directions, this is to get a larger land area, right? Or it's not because we have to, it's because we want to.
Right, the guy has some need. He has a personal need.
A bigger area, basically.
Well, you don't gain more, you just gain in different directions. You always have the same four. You, 2,000 amas this way, 2,000 amas that way. Shadows, are you here? Or are you here? Or are you there? You always have the same amount. The question is, where are you based? So you can't add the conglomerate to both directions. If you move here, then you lose here. Now, the Chum said in the Mishnah Lashon, which tomorrow is going to find difficult, So ma'arav l'ruach achas means you don't have this choice of switching nights, switching from day one to day two. It's either both days or nothing. Well, that's the second phrase. The second phrase is or for 2 days or not. So you already said it's the exact same thing. You're repeating yourself. Your point of two different directions is you can't split the 2 days, and it's one long day. So either it's one direction for both days or nothing, which means both days go together. And then you said, and it's either both days or nothing. Now you just said that. The Ruach Achas, mind you, what does the word Ruach Achas mean? It means the Shayamim. It means for 2 days. The Shayamim, what do you mean? When the Mishnah says the Shayamim, what does it mean? Mind you, it means the Ruach Achas. You have to go one direction for both days. So Hanukkah Maisa, that's, you just said that the line before. So what's this conversation? This is what the Chumash is saying to Rabbi Yezer. Don't you agree? I have a great idea. Let's put a Tura Reuven before regular Shabbos, 25 hours. Put a Tura Reuven beforehand, one in the north and one in the south, and say, listen, for the first half of Shabbos, I want to go north, and the Erev in the north should be effective. The second half of Shabbos, I want to go south, and the Erev in the south should be effective. You know that that's not true. That you agree to. Amal Han Abba came. Abba means yes. Well, they said back, Hashem Shema Arvin, the Yom Echod. You can't switch in one day, Chetzav Lutzadorim, Chetzav Lutzafim. Chachem Arvin, the Shayomim, Yom Echod, the Mizrach, Yom Echod, the Ma'arv. You can't, somebody, you can't split a day and a half, you can't split the 2 days in it apart. Well, yes, this is back. Chosim, Kedusha. In one day, it's one long Kedusha. It's one day of Kedusha. You can't split it. Halacha beis kedushas. It's two different kedushas.
Oh, good morning.
Okay, Amar Henry Rabbi Yezer. So the Rabbi Yezer said back to the Chachamim. Iatem moedim. Don't you agree? Shim ir baragla b'yom rishon. Ma'ar baragla b'yom sheni. That if a person was ma'ar baragla for the first day, he can do it again for the second day. Which means he has to go back there and stand there a second time. And if he did bread, so you agree that if it wasn't the person being standing there, which you don't need bread in that case, but in case we put bread, if the bread is unattacked the second night, it's no good. You said that. That's true in the Mishnah. I'm a law of all, yes. It's a high lie. So what direction? What is it? Or ha lie ha? Yes, you've agreed to me. The basic kedusha say. Does that mean basic kedushas? So. What do you tell me? You can only make one direction for both days. If you tell me it's basic kedushas and it's eaten by day one, you can't use it for day two. That's a steer. So Mar says, Rabbanan, Sukim is Safka Lahu. Chum are not sure if it's one kedusha or two kedushas. See, if it's two kedushas, we understand why. If it's consumed on the first day, it's not valid for the second day, because the second day is a separate day with its own halachas. And when its Ben Shemosha started, there was no Erev to take effect. So that's it. On the other hand, Chum say maybe it's one day, and therefore you can't arrange that for day one I should go one way, and day two I should go a different way, because maybe it's one long Kedusha. So they pass in Lachumra in both possible halachas. Not Rashi. The Ruach Achas, the Tadi Matisan. What does it mean, the Ruach Achas? My new Pshita, the Shayamim Komar Benichus. It means that it's not a question, it's making a statement. That the Ruach Achas means that one direction for 2 days. The Shayamim the Komar. Tony, when it says the word Shayamim, it means, my new Pshita, it means the Ruach Achas Komar. It means the 2 days, it means you can only go one direction for both days. So you first said either you can go for both days, one direction. One direction for both days. That's the exact same sentence. You repeated yourself. You said the same thing. Just started from the other half of the sentence. So he said, no. Don't you agree in one day that the ma'ariv, the ruach achas, so in a ma'ariv kolikri. In one day, you can't split. In one day, either you say that this is the Erev effect for the whole day, or it's nothing. So the Beis Yamim Nami. Similarly, You have a choice either to do it like one day, which is in one direction, that's it, or don't do it at all. Avo. The word avo means emes, it is true. Kamal, you find chumash, kamal avol sora. Matar game, kushta. Since Rashi bring that one, kushta means it is true. So I would have. Reuben says to the brothers, by understanding by Yosef, avol, Hashem emanach. So it can't mean but over there because there's nothing beforehand. Right? I could directly translate avol meaning but by the case of Sorba, but there's clearly that means kushta means. Truthfully, Reuben says to the brothers, in truth, we are guilty. Okay, over here it says, truthfully, Bahamas, Sarah will give birth to a child. Shemir Baragla, Shlohoyul pass the Shagir, Ayelish, he had no bread to send. Will Arab to make an Erev. Halachu Ba'atzma, he went himself, Yoshev, the Saif of Paimam, Achikidish, Alavayam. He sat there during the time of Enoshmoshes. Because he then gets that becomes his. He's designated that place as his place where he's going to be for Shabbos. Because of Elam Mevesa, then he goes back home afterwards. So Ma'ar Baragla B'Shem. So he does it the first night. It doesn't work for the second night. Circle Arab Baraglov, Af Bisheni, has to do it again the second night. But Yochalotze is Bisheni, Chuzet Tchuma Yere Kinyar Rishon. You can't go on the second day beyond the standard Tchum of the city based on the fact that the first night he stood there. Oh, similar case, if he used bread, in Imnechal Eruba Hamar Pass, the person who made Pass, made an air with Pass, Imnechal Eruba Vyam Rishon, Lach Shekonah Erev. The air was affected for the first night. But then later on, sometime during that night or the day, it was heated. So you can read that first Kenyan of Thursday night, let's say, can't work for Friday night and Shabbos. Because that's independent of Shabbos. That's Friday. That's Thursday night. This is Friday night. Don't you agree? They said, yes.
Yeah,
so I'm confused. You tell me that's one long kedusha, you can't split it. Then you tell me, but that which you do for the first day doesn't count for the second day, because it's two separate things. So it's not one long kedusha. It's a high, whole lot. Lezer kamahad, Lezer lezer talk. The comer. Vare avadi brechem beis kedusha saying, you just agree that it's two different kedushas. Now Rashi is just pointing there was a girsa in the Gemara which was incorrect, and the vast majority of Shas, whenever you see the phrase lie, usually goes with the words of that's some of the case of the Zereshava, and is are the psukim extra psukim or not extra psukim? So use the word lie afnuyimuf. That's where it usually comes from in Shas. So some people saw the word lie over here and they stuck in afnuyimuf. So Rashi. That doesn't make any sense. Look, it's in a live after him. Mufta, the end of the Rosh Leposik, look, Zeru Shava. Okay, the Bekula Shah is Hain Targum Shal Lai. Lai just means it's another word for saying Hain. Oh, Hain, this is it. You're with me. Base Kedusha say. It's more answers are running Suk Masafka, the Hupa Shabbos, the Yomta, E Kedusha Achas, E Shay Kedusha. That was a question by them. Bavdi Hachal Chumra, then Yachal Arab, the Shnei Ruchas. Dilma Chada Kedusha, that you can't do in two different directions for Friday and Shabbos, because maybe they're both one long Kedusha, and the Yontif goes into Shabbos as one long Kedusha. You can't split. Alternatively, we say maybe they are separate. If they are separate, so that would, if it's consumed on the first day, it can't work for the second day. So there are matter both of them. They said to Eliezer, you agree that you can't go on let's say the case is Friday Shabbos. Yontem is Thursday night, Friday, then Shabbos. In a case where, so this is all talking about a case where you place the Erev in place on Thursday afternoon for both directions. You put one on the Mizrach and one on the Maariv. But what about putting one on Yom Tov, day one for day two, for Shabbos? So you agree you can't do that? Yes? Truth. Halai. Because, you know, why? You're being murdered to us? Because you're saying you can't split? He says, no. The problem isn't because of splitting, which is the problem of one Kedusha, two Kedusha, the problem is the issue of Achana. So the case where you put it in place on Thursday before Yom Tov starts for both, and you put in place one Erev in the east, one Erev in the west, and you're saying, and he arranges everything from beforehand. So there's no act of Hachana taking place on Yom Tov. But in a case where he's doing it on Yom Tov for Shabbos, that's the problem of Hachana. He's preparing on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Okay, see Rashi. He didn't put in an Erev on Thursday afternoon. He realizes now he needs to go somewhere on Shabbos. Don't you agree? He can't put the Erev down on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Why not? Am kedusha achas. The answer is because it's one long kedusha. You can't split in the middle. Hooray! Who kiyoyim echad? Sheni yochel arav bechatzi yoyim im lo ira ben shmashes. You can't split the day. So here you can't in the middle of the day change it. He says no. The problem isn't because it's two kedushas. It's one kedusha versus two kedushas. The problem is mishum hachana. The problem isn't that it's one's day. The problem is that he has no right to go on Yom Tov and create the Shvisa for Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara that the carrying of the food is not the problem. It's not the Achona issue. The issue is that he's creating Shvisa on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and that's the problem. Tosis says that we'll see on the base that this din of Achana is in the Raisa. So you're going to ask me, if it's in the Raisa, how does Eruv Tevshilim be Matarit? So I'm cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's Achana. Can't be Mechon on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Tosis says you'll have to rely on the concept of what's called Hoyo. That when you're doing it on Yom Tov, theoretically, it's usable for Yom Tov. If guests would come, you'd feed them with this food.
But we wait to actually prepare the second part of the meal, the final preparation. So how do you connect that then?
We make an Erev Tevshilin. Yeah. Erev Tevshilin is a rabbinic concept. If the Issur B'chana is an Issur D'Raisa, and I cannot prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos, the rabbinic concept cannot take that away. Right. So you have to ask yourself, how does it work on a deraisa level? So we're saying, forget about the Erev Tevshilin. On the deraisa level, it works simply because when I'm cooking on Yom Tov, and I cook it in such a way which it's usable on Yom Tov, even though I'm thinking in my mind for Shabbos, since the Rebbe is useful for Yomtiv, it's called cooking for Yomtiv. That's not the Isser V'chol. So if I wait till 5 o'clock in the afternoon and Shabbos is at 6 o'clock and I put up food which will not be edible on Yomtiv, it's an Isser D'oraisa. Because I'm preparing on Yomtiv for Shabbos, which I cannot do. If I put up the food at 12 o'clock in the afternoon and it's ready at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and I give my kids something to eat, or a guest walk in, I give them something to eat. So even if no guests walk in, but since I could theoretically use it for Yom Tov, and I have that in the back, that's a potentially usable, so it's called cooking for Yom Tov. I, in my mind, I'm thinking I'll use this for Shabbos. Okay, that's your business. But that's all before we get to Erev Tavshilin. This is another Raisa level. Now, Chum said, listen, that's very nice. We don't want you doing it without making an Erev Tavshilin. Okay, that's a new rabbinic thing on top of everything. But before you get to the Rabbanan, how's it work out the rice? So that's the more we had in Pesach. The more it says, it works because it's based on the concept called hoyo. Hoyo v'koy orchem. If guests would come, you give it to your guests. That's called you cooking for yam.
It's got to be ready, though. It's got to be ready.
So according to that sheet, it comes out that's, you know, like this year, a person wants to put up a sholent on the second day Yom Tov for Shabbos. Okay, it's not the rice because the second day is the Rabbonim. Right, but the Erev Tavshilin won't help you for that. You, according to this opinion, you must put up your cholent early enough that it's going to be edible on before sunset on Friday.
According to what opinion?
That the head is based on hoyo. Now, Tosis over here says that this is all based on the Isra Chana is the rice, but the Morse bring a pasuk on the base. Tosis says a fascinating thing at the end of the Tosis.
There's an opinion that the Hefter is not based.
Yeah. That is the whole circle Yom Tov. Shabbos not to be Yom Tov. There's no issue of appearing on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's the machlokes. As it says over here, hachana doesn't mean what we think of the word hachana. We think preparing. So we picture cooking and baking and also that's mamash preparing. That's mamash hachana. This is no, that's not hachana. That's not what we mean. That's tikkun ba'alma. It's an item which is here already, and you're fixing it up. Hachana is what you're creating a new item. You're creating something new which did not exist before. That's the issur of hachana. This is the rice of hachana. So, the case of Mabez where the egg is born on one day, you think for the other day, that's hachana. The case over here where you're creating shvisos, this isn't carrying the eruv on Friday to have it there for Shabbos. This is creating the shvisa for Shabbos. By putting the item there, you're creating your status of this is where you, this is your home base. You're creating something new on Yom Tov for Shabbos that you can't do. That's what the Mor is talking about. And the Mor will say that the Mor will say explicitly in Mabez that the problem isn't the carrying of the air, the problem is creating the Shemisa. Now the problem is preparing, carrying the air for it. This looks like preparing to me. So no, that's not the problem isn't preparing. The problem is creating something new on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You can't create, or it's when you want to create a new reality for Shabbos. Yom Tov cannot be the day which will do that. That's something that someone's only soul can create. But Yom Tov is a day of Kiddush. It's not a day of creating new realities for something else. Okay. Torah Rabbanan. We'll see more about it as we go. Ir Baraglo B'Yom Rishon. Ma'ar Baraglo B'Yom Sheni. So, if a person made his error by standing there the first day, he must do it again the second day. He can't use what he did the first day for the second day. Nechal Eruva B'Yom Rishon. If it's eaten, he does it with pas, not his feet. So if somewhere or other an animal ate it, or he ate it on the first day, Friday morning, let's say. So he put it there Thursday afternoon before Yom Tov starts. Friday morning it was eaten. So you cannot use that Erev for day two. You can't say, listen, it was intact Thursday night. It's one long Kedusha, and whatever works for Shabbos. No. Doesn't work. If it's gone, it's gone. It's two separate kedushas, and that's it. Dibei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe says. Yehuda Omer. Hooray. Zeh Chamar Gamal. The situation we have of being shlecht in different directions. If it's one kedusha, he's masukin. So if it's one kedusha, so he puts in place the first night, Thursday afternoon for Thursday night, it works for Shabbos also. So it means he could go 4,000 amas in that direction, and he can't go anywhere in this direction. But maybe not. So then he's like, he's in the city. So he can't go 4,000 amas. Right? But okay, but I'm in the city, I can go 2,000 amas this way. So no, he can't do that because maybe he did work. So we don't know. So he's being schlepped in two directions. So he can only go in the city and 2,000 amas between the city and where the Erev is. So Rabbi says it's two kedushas, and that's it. It's totally independent. Yehuda says, I'm not sure. You don't need to go out a second time. You got to love Bishani, but even if it's eaten, doesn't make a difference. It's one long kedusha, and it's in, if it's in place for the first day, it works for the second day. Okay. So we have three opinions in the Mishnah. Rabbi says clearly two separate days. Yehuda says, I'm not sure. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yishmael, but Rabbi Shimon Ben Berurah can say it's clearly one long kedusha. Amar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Kedal Tzkenim halalu, v'aliva d'Rabbi Eliezer. The halacha is like the four following Tzkenim, Chachamim, and they all go with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer says it's two separate. The Amar based kedusha saying it's not a question. It's definitely two separate kedushas. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. So these four Tzkenim. These four chachamim, a whole hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and that's how we passed. Who are these four chachamim? Rishon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosher Rechu ben Broika, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Yosher Rabbi Yehuda. Stim tsa. Stim tsa means. Stim tsa was an opinion which is written stam. And accepted as on a common basis, he would be written stam as an accepted opinion. It means Rabbi Yehuda many times said things, and Rebbe held that they were definitive enough. The Rebbe would just write it in Mishnayos stam. Vika the Amri Chadminah Rabbi Elazar. Some would say that the fourth person was Rabbi Elazar. Masik Rabbi Yehuda stimso and puts in Rabbi Elazar instead. So Rabbi Yehuda had the distinction of being a person which was many Mishnayos were written stam based on Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Okay, that was his distinction. But we have the four people listed. Mor says, one second. You're telling me we passed in the two kedushas, these four people, and two of them are Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yishmael ben Yosher Rechem and Breit. Now we just quoted a brisa where they said that the Erev you do on day one works for day two. And even though it was eaten in the middle, I don't care. And even if you did a Baraka, we don't have to go out a second time. It's just one long Kedusha. And you're telling me that they hold like Rabbi Eliezer two Kedushas. They said that they don't say it's two Kedushas. They say it's one Kedusha. Versus Epoch. You have to switch them around and say that what they said was that it doesn't work. The Mor says, "Ihachi Hanu Rebbe." That's Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe said it's two different kedushas. Amos. The Mor says you'll have to say in the brayso of Bechein Amr Shimon Gamliel that Rebbe said, and so to also Shimon Gamliel said that Rebbe that it's two kedushas. Furthermore, Kasha, if you're making a list of the four Kenim which hold like Rebbe Eliezer, there's five. There's Rebbe. Rebbe said it's two kedushas. That's what Rebbe Eliezer did in the Mishnah. Two kedushas. Where it says, okay, v'leshov nami Rebbe. Let's count Rebbe in the list. Make five. Rebbe tani lo v'loy sover lo. Rebbe, when he said in the brayso that it's two separate kedushas, He was quoting really Rabbi Eliezer Shita, but he wasn't processing his own personal opinion. He was quoting Rabbi Eliezer. For the Markasha, I mean, he didn't say Dibur Eliezer, he just said stop, referring to what Rabbi Eliezer holds. So maybe Rishon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef ben Berakhia are doing the exact same thing. Okay, we changed the gears, so they're also saying the same. What are they saying? They're saying, well, they quoted Rabbi Eliezer, but not that they personally hold like that. How do you know? Why, when Rebbe says it, you're saying it's... Rebbe said it, he's saying, no, he's not saying it's personal opinion, he's just quoting. Shmuel says, oh, he's saying it's personal opinion. Well, how do you know? Who told you? Where it says, Rabbanan Nami, Tanur Lo, Bola Savur Lo. Maybe they're just quoting it, they don't hold like it. Where it says, Rav, Gemara, Gomer, Lo. Rav had a Masura, that was, you're right, there's no way to tell from the quotes which one was saying their personal opinion, which one was just quoted. We have no way to tell that. But he had a Masura from his rebellion, but this is the way it works. Okay. That's a Rashi. And you're Tzilo B'Sheni. So if it's Nechel Barishan, you can't use it on the second day. Bereo Kibne Iroi. But it's Shekhadush is saying, Bein Allah B'Cheshash Safa. So everybody says, listen, it's Tzukhadush. If it's eaten Barishan, you can't go anywhere in Sheni. So what are you? You're a regular member of the city. And you can go to the 2,000 Amos this way, 2,000 Amos that way. Yehuda says, Rezach Amar Gamal. Dilmachal Kedushi, he's Masupik. If it's one kedusha, the kana area of the shayyam and the air works about days. The hips it up apayim shekin negadei ruvas. He gained 2,000 amas this direction. He lost 2,000 amas that direction. The kana the kana klum apayim shahayyaloi bala eruv. But over here, he can't use those extra 2,000 amas. He can only use the he can't go 2,000 amas this way because maybe this is right. So he gained 2,000 here, he lost 2,000 here. But he can't go 2,000 there because maybe it's not right and he doesn't have right to that. So he can't go here and he can't go there. He can just go in the middle. Did Dilma, the Gersha says, maybe the Gersha should be did Dilma. Basically, the Gersha says, it only works to one thing. But then the he has to be like given the ear on the second day. He didn't make an error. So he ends up with the 2,000 numbers in the middle. Because in the middle 2,000 amas, whatever you say, whichever way you want to go, that'll be mut. Enmar Barak L'Bashani, in Tzarek L'Arav, they say Enmar doesn't mean that you cannot, it means you don't have to. The Vadi Kedusha, Achas Nino, it's one Kedusha, V'Kechara Yemar Rechachu, Havi, it's one long day. Chaminai Rebbe Elazar, Call Rebbe Elazar Stam B'Shas Shehutana Rebbe Elazar Ben Shemua. It's referring to Elazar Ben Shemua. Stim Saw. What Stim Saw mean? Kari, that title belongs to Call Me Shiro Rebbe Devora B'Makar Meshar Be B'Shinon B'Mishnah Stam. A person who had the distinction that many places in the Shas, his opinion, let's say in our argument in a Brisa, Rebbe took that opinion and presented that as the Stam opinion in the Mishnah. So he got that title of Stim Saw. If Rishmin and Luliel, we just said that they said the opposite. You have to change the gears. Hanam Rabbi Shimon, Nechal Rabbi Rishon, Ein Yotzei Lo B'Sheni. It doesn't. So Mora says, Leshalami Rebbe, the Shimon and Luliel behead. The Rebbe said explicitly that took the shoes. Tani Lo B'Lo Sever Lo. He's quoting, but he doesn't hold like that. That the word, the Dibur Rabbi Eliezer comes. He's saying, listen, this is what Rabbi Eliezer holds. I'm not saying what I hold. I'm saying what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Mora says, Rabbanan Nami. Hanach Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, he the Tani Bechain. Even if you tell me the Bechain, Dilma Tani Bula Sabrila. Maybe they don't hold of it. Rav Gemara Gemara, Mir Rabbi. He had him serve as Rabbi. Hanach Arbos Kedim Sriyalu who Kribli Yaz. He knows that these four hold Kribli Yaz. Our Rabbi Tani Bula Sabrila, but Rabbi did not. So that was part of his Masar. Okay, part of his Masar. You can't argue. His Rabbi heard it from Rabbi. You know, so he says, listen, this is the deal. This is what Rabbi holds. Rav's Rebbe was Rebbe and also Rebbe Chiya. He was very young, so he learned from Rebbe Chiya, was a Talmud of Rebbe. So See, the Pasha is saying, we're saying he heard from Rabbi Chiya, this is what Rabbi holds, this is what Shmuel holds, etc. Okay.